In Moscow, Idaho, volunteers recently participated in a repair cafe. NWPB's Phineas Pope was there.
On a Sunday afternoon at the 1912 Center in Moscow, Idaho, it felt a little like an episode of Antiques Roadshow.
This is the base of an electric food dehydrator.
It's a leaf blower.
Just a little bedside lamp.
Broken Sasquatch magnet.
It's a bracelet that my mom got me when I graduated.
It was a mini grandfather clock that was in my kitchen growing up.
That's some of the people who visited a repair cafe in Moscow. You might have heard of these. They started in Europe about 15 years ago. They've popped up in many cities across the U.S. since then. Jackie Carter is the coordinator for the local repair cafe, which is sponsored by the Latah County Library District.
It's a program where people can come in and have broken things fixed for free.
Carter says the idea is to keep as much out of the landfill as possible. She says it's an effort to combat planned obsolescence. That's when manufacturers will design something poorly with the idea that people will continue to buy new products. Carter says repair cafes are also about education, empowering people to fix their own items. The cafe featured different stations, including book mending, knife and scissor sharpening, and small household appliance repair. There was even a glue station.
I think everyone has that one little thing at home that's broken. It needs special glue, and nobody wants to pay $9 for a bottle of glue you're going to use once. So we're set up to do that.
There was also a reading table and a refreshment table with coffee and snacks, making it officially a cafe.
Okay, so now I know the speakers are working.
That's Jacob Turner working the small appliance repair station.
Frequently have lamps, but then we've had heaters, vacuums, a water pump, got a cassette player and watches coming in, done quite a few clocks. It's very smorgasbord over here.
Turner says it's mostly about problem solving and puzzles. He said he heartily supports the idea of repair, not replace. Nearby, volunteer Kelly Turk had a small orange leaf blower taken apart on the table in front of him.
I thought it was just this little micro switch here, but I think it's this board. Everything's got a board in it, you know, it seems anymore. And you can't really test them unless you got a new one to put in there and see if it works.
Jay Pengelly was working the knife and scissor sharpening station.
I'm retired. I used to work at the university and I ran a shop up there. And so as a consequence, I learned how to sharpen chisels and things like that.
Rochelle Smith is the chair of the board for the Latah County Library District. She was also volunteering at the textile and clothing station. When I asked her about repair cafes, she put it in terms that longtime PBS fans should understand.
When I was a kid, I loved Sesame Street, still love Sesame Street. And Luis on Sesame Street used to have a fix-it shop, and people would bring things there to get fixed. And I was always sort of was like, wouldn't it be awesome to work in a fix-it shop? And this is a chance to, like, four times a year get to be part of Luis's fix-it shop.
Smith says there are important environmental reasons for repairing items instead of replacing them. She also says when the things around you have meaning and are worthy of repair, it makes your life richer. And of course, as someone who's involved with libraries, she encourages people to visit.
Give your library some love wherever you are. Just go by and appreciate them, check some things out, and see what other awesome stuff they have going on. They might check out sewing machines. They might have all kinds of tools to check out.
No matter where you are, repair cafes are always looking for skilled volunteers to lend their expertise. In Moscow, I'm Phineas Pope, reporting.